Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
If you're looking for the perfect birthday gift to make your friends and family feel the love on their special day, check out 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers is your ultimate birthday gifting destination, with thoughtful and artfully crafted options guaranteed to deliver the best smiles. Make every birthday brighter with gorgeous bouquets, gifts, and more. To get 15% off on your order, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15 for 15% off.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Good morning to you. Happy Monday. Dan and the Danettes are off. They're getting ready for football season. So me and Rob Parker in today. We'll have a cornucopia, a plethora, a Rob, what's that stuff? It smells really good, but it's like a mixture of
potpourri?
A bunch of scents. Potpourri.
Potpourri.
Potpourri of guests.
Can
of
I
guest
help you out with potpourri?
Week.
Doug, I don't know. You're married. You got kids. Trying to keep the, I'm always trying to give out some helpful tips. Trying to keep the garbage can in the kitchen. How do you keep it fresh and not smelling? You know, you try to take out the I take the garbage out every time I leave the house every day. So
every
I don't
time
like
you leave
I don't
the house
like smell.
I like that. I don't like smells either. That's a good tip. That's a pro tip right there.
But
pro
you know what I do?
Partner. What?
Underneath the bag, when you in the can, you know those pine cones that they sell normally during Christmas time, you know, that smell really great, like
sure.
a Christmas tree?
Sure.
I put those on the bottom of my can in the bag on top, you know, or on top of it. And I keep that to keep the garbage can smelling fresh. And then when those are, you know, when the year goes on, I'll put air fresheners or any kind of thing underneath the bag in the can to keep the can smelling fresh.
That's a good one. That's a pro tip. Rob Parker, pro tips. Pro tips at robparker.com if you want more. We got a bunch of things to get to. We can do a little Lakers discussion, which we ended last hour on. I generally do agree, like, you're the risk of a bunch of old dudes, you know, in key positions, especially when we're coming off a year where seemingly everybody got hurt.
Young guys got hurt, right?
So if young guys got hurt, you know, the idea is when you have a full season coming up, which we do think we'll have a full season this year in the NBA, the likelihood is that old guys are going to get hurt. And you have a couple of old guys with the Lakers that got hurt just last year. That said, you know, like, look, it's not any different than anything we do in football. If you don't like the Lakers, who do you like in the West? Like, oh, I don't like the Lakers roster. Like, look, I think there's some flaws to it. I think they went from the best defensive team 2 years ago to an offensive juggernaut. I think they're going to struggle to guard some.
Right with that.
I think they'll struggle to guard some people. That said, like, if you don't like the Lakers, who do you like?
Well,
right?
But this is, I didn't pick the Lakers last year, Doug. I was on an island. You know, I'm that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't think LeBron or AD was going to be able to stay healthy. So I picked the Suns in that series, and obviously AD got hurt, and they advanced. And the Suns made it all the way to the NBA Finals because AD got hurt. Yes. There was no Jamal Murray. Kawhi Leonard didn't play at all.
They were the luckiest team of all time?
Their whole playoff championship run was fugazi. And I thought that they were actually going to win a title because going into the finals, Doug, did we know for sure Giannis was going to play after watching that injury?
No.
I had no idea. And then when he played game one and looked great in game two or whatever it was, I was like, okay. And then when the Suns were up 2-0, I picked them not to win another game after I saw Giannis and that he was healthy and playing great. And I didn't buy into the Suns. But my point is, and I hear what you're saying, but the problem with me saying I'm not picking the Lakers is that there are other teams that could be healthy, play better, and not have to rely on LeBron in year 19 with the potential of getting hurt. He's been hurt 2 of the 3 years in L.A. The year he wasn't hurt was when the pandemic happened and they had 4 months off. Anthony Davis gets hurt almost every year, Doug, and the year he wasn't hurt was the year they had 4 months off because of the pandemic, and they won the championship in the bubble. Carmelo Anthony's 37. I could just Dwight Howard's 35. I can go on and on and on. Too many things have to go right for the Lakers. That's why I won't pick them.
You still didn't answer my question.
Oh, I don't know. Is Kawhi Leonard coming back at the end of the year? I'll take the Clippers. I love the Clippers.
Look, I like the Clippers as well. But again, you're sitting there telling me that I have questions about the Lakers and their health when the primary reason everybody would like the Clippers would be Kawhi Leonard, and he's coming off a partially torn ACL. We don't know if he's going to play, and Kawhi Leonard's a guy who has been shut down, you know, more often than...
I also saw that team get to the Western Conference Finals for the first time without Kawhi Leonard, and I saw them beat the number one seeded Utah Jazz after they were down in that series 0-2.
Yep.
They won that series. I saw them fight the Suns.
No, listen. Again, so you're saying
I'm going to pick the Clippers. I'm going to pick the Clippers out of the West.
But again, that doesn't actually. You're by my estimation contradicting your argument. Which your argument's a good one about the Lakers. Which is like, look, LeBron, you don't get less hurt the older you get. Anthony Davis is only 28, but he doesn't have the body of a 28-year-old because he hasn't taken care of it, right? So there's nothing about that argument. The problem is that picking the Clippers, who just got past the second round for the first time, and we don't even know if Kawhi is going to play, and they're not going to the Western Conference Finals or the NBA Finals, they don't have a healthy Kawhi Leonard again. It's like, look, I like Golden State. I think Golden State has a chance to be, but again, you're depending upon Steph Curry, who's hurt almost every year. Draymond Green, who seems on the other side of the mountain in his career. And Klay Thompson, who's coming off an ACL and an Achilles tendon, right? Those are the guys. So like, you can tell me that you don't love the Lakers because of age. And I would say like, all right, we can make the same argument about the Warriors. You know, I like the Nuggets? Yes. Do I think with a healthy Jamal Murray, they could be the most, they would be an incredibly dynamic offensive team. I don't know if they're good enough. I don't know. Utah will do it. I don't know what Phoenix looks like, right? So you have all coming, running it back. The Lakers were up 2-1. That series was a wrap until they got injuries last year. So I don't hate your argument against the Lakers, but this is like any argument. If you're going to make one, then if you're going to take them out and say they're not the favorite, I wouldn't pick them. Then you got to pick a team. And by picking the Clippers, it kind of contradicts your argument.
No, it doesn't, because that team without Kawhi Leonard, I just made my point, is that they were good enough to overcome deficits and get to the Western Conference Finals without him. I like the Clippers. And I'm not, obviously, are they going to win without Kawhi Leonard, win a championship? No, but that doesn't mean they can't get to the Western Conference Finals again. If LeBron or the Clippers or LeBron or AD or somebody's not healthy, could they get by? We just saw Phoenix do it. We just saw Phoenix get all the way to the finals because people were hurt. If the Lakers have one piece, Doug, not right on that team, they're not getting there. So I can still pick the Clippers. And that's my argument and my point, is that the Lakers will not be whole. This is a desperation move. It's a typical, when LeBron gets there, throw out the baby with the bathwater because we got to win.
What was the better move?
What do you mean?
What was a better move? Again, like,
no,
like
I'm just
we
saying.
Have to deal with no. Listen, you're not. I don't know if it's a desperation move. Okay, I think that's far too strong a term. Do they want to win? Right? I don't know if that's desperation. They want to win, and they know LeBron has like a year or two left. Wait. But that's a different. Okay, so if you don't like the moves, if I were to put you in Rob Pelinka's chair, knowing that you have LeBron, you have Anthony Davis, you had one more big contract, okay, and you used it on Russell Westbrook.
Heal. I would take Buddy Heal. Okay. He's not sexy, Doug. He's not a big three. Nobody knows who he is or NBA America. Is. I'm just talking about not like Russell Westbrook, who's iconic because of his triple doubles. And that sounds better, and he's from L.A., and he plays hard every night. But I'm not so sure without having any three of those guys be exceptional shooters that it's going to work in this man's NBA, and that's the problem I have with it. And Russell Westbrook is a great player.
Okay, so here would be the counter to that. And I've asked Laker people, and the counter to that is, like, nobody dislikes Buddy Hield. He's a great dude, a great shooter. But they needed another guy to create shots. LeBron at this stage in his career is not nearly the shot creator he used to be. They needed a guy who could create shots. That's what Russell Westbrook does. Additionally, it stands to reason they're not going to play all 82 games. And I love Buddy Hield, but if LeBron ain't playing, Buddy Hield ain't winning you games. Russell Westbrook is. So do I think that at the end of a playoff series, his lack of shooting is going to hurt you? I do. Do I think that Russell Westbrook isn't nearly the defensive player that people make him out to be? Not just because of his age and 4 knee surgeries, but like people don't pay attention that Russell Westbrook doesn't actually play defense every night. It's totally fair. But there's no perfect guy out there. And you can all love Buddy Hield and his ability to space and shoot the basketball. They have plenty of shooting on the club, and they just thought he's a better shot creator, as well as like he's crazy competitive, which fits with LeBron and his desire to win. So that's okay. So you would have taken Buddy instead of him. It's a fair argument.
But the rest
of those guys, like, what else do you think you're going to get on the market when you know? It's like I wanted them to keep Caruso, but if you keep Caruso, now all of a sudden you give him the entire mid-level exception. You can't have all of the depth of different guys that they've gotten. And they do have a pretty deep team of solid dudes.
Yeah, I mean, I hear your point. It just doesn't feel like it's the right mix. And you could be right. You could say you're picking the Lakers to come out of the West, and you might be right. I don't feel like that. The issue with that team is...
is the age.
I completely agree with you. Staying healthy. We just saw like how many 28-year-olds and 30-year-olds who have gone down to injuries. It's unbelievable. They barely bumped Kawhi Leonard as he's dribbling the ball up court, and boom. Kyrie, another injury, and Harden, 45 seconds game, and you know, into
the
series against Milwaukee. I just keep looking around. I just couldn't get over how many people were hurt, and the Lakers' time isn't on their side, as the Rolling Stones would say. I think that they've set themselves up to that it'll be an excuse at the end of the year. Will be, oh, well, you know, we would have been good, but LeBron got hurt. Or, you know, we were going to win the champ. We were going to win, roll to the...
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my, look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
West Conference and the finals, because that's what everybody, you said it earlier, when they were up 2-1 against the Suns, everybody said, oh, there's a clear path. They're going back to the finals. That's what everybody said.
Well, then the Lakers themselves were laughing at the Suns, right? Remember their back. Yeah, I think LeBron was backing down somebody from the Suns.
It was a joke, right?
And Andre Drummond was laughing over there because he knew it was a mismatch. No, that was the matchup they wanted. They were better than the Suns when they were healthy. The problem was they weren't healthy.
And there's a chance that they're not going to be healthy again. That's my issue.
No question. The counter to that would be that, you know, age does not seem to be a limiting factor because so many other guys in the prime age of their career did get hurt. I agree with you on the age thing. It's obviously a huge risk. I think the lack of defense is also a huge risk. My problem is finding another team that I like better than the Lakers roster if the Lakers roster is healthy at the end of the year.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Doug Gottlieb, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes here on the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. I think here's what we do, Rob, and you tell me if I'm off, if you disagree. Obviously, you know, I mean, I'm good with you disagreeing with me as anything. I think my frustration with the rookie quarterback thing is we're in this like all or nothing sort of era in sports where it's very much like how we choose to discuss politics. We're either one side or the other. And you get people like, you just play the kid, just play him. Well, it's not, everything is, everything, context matters. Like, how is the team constructed? Is it constructed to win now? Do they have a quarterback that they have and can continue to win with? Or do they have a guy who's new, who's just a placeholder? Or do they have nothing? Right? Like in Jacksonville, you have Gardner Minshew, who's obviously going to be a competent backup, but you don't tank. You get Trevor Lawrence. He's local. He's the number one prospect. He's going to start. End of story, whether it's game one or game two or three, but it feels like he's going to start right away. Right? The Garoppolo and Trey Lance thing is very, very different. The Justin Fields one is different. The Mac Jones one is different. Like, are you a always play the kid, always sit the kid, or are you a situation matters sort of guy?
I think situation matters. What kind of team do you have? Are you doing a total rebuild? You know, are you poised with veteran players to have a chance to make a run. And if you're the 49ers and you have Garoppolo who's there and got you to a Super Bowl and has a great record wins, loss-wise, I would rather start with a guy like that. If I don't have a guy like that, like I don't want to give. I thought Miami made a mistake with Fitzpatrick. We know what Fitzpunkin, he always turns into. He's a 15-year journeyman. You're not going anywhere with him. I would have rather seen Tua just get in there and play in that situation where I looked at Miami from that standpoint last year.
But the problem with Tua was that Tua was coming off a devastating hip injury, and you know he didn't have guys to throw to. He probably wasn't right. Now, look, I don't know if Tua's the guy anyway. If he's nearly as good as his reputation.
Well, it seemed they had a chance to get a quarterback in this draft. There was that talk, and they went against it. So I'm assuming Miami believes that he's their guy. Would you assume that, Doug?
I don't think they felt like they had enough data, right? You hadn't given him a fair shot. They changed coordinators. They gave him some guys that can get open downfield, right? They got him. You know, you go and get a Jamar Chase. You go and get, what's the cat from Houston who's hurt constantly but can take the top off of defense. I'm forgetting they got it at wide receiver. Like, they got him some dudes to throw to. So now we'll see. Now we'll have enough data. Yes, I mean, but people think that they still are interested in Deshaun Watson. People think that they still, this is a make or break year for Tua, and I think that'd be fair. Like, now you give him a better offense that fits him and a better set of skill position players, and you get a better sense of just how good he can be. Go ahead.
I want to ask you one other question. Kyler Murray, if you remember after the Hail Murray, you remember, and Kingsbury went crazy. Oh, yeah, you know, Kyler and Mahomes can share the MVP every other year. You remember all those comments?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that team petered out, didn't make the playoffs. Is this a big year in your mind for Kyler Murray and where he is and how do you feel about him?
Well, Kyler was hurt at the end of last year. That was a big reason his production cut off. I think it's a big year for Cliff, right? And they've given him plenty of offensive weapons, but I don't know if they can stop anybody. I like Kyler. I mean, the ball explodes. He's always going to be little, and he's always going to have to make plays, kind of like Russell Wilson-esque, right? Where he's going to have to move, he's going to have to find the unique windows. I'm much more bullish on Kyler than I am maybe on the Cardinals. The Cardinals issues are, you know, will they commit to running the football? Can they stop anybody? Basically, is Cliff building another Texas Tech where they're really fun to watch? They put up really good numbers, but do they actually watch football games? I think it's bigger on Cliff than it is on Kyler.
Okay, that's fair because, you know, it's not often you get run out of a place in a college situation and get rewarded a NFL job because you had a cup of coffee and a sweet roll with Sean McVay, so that made him marketable.
I don't think that's why he got the job.
He took the job at USC.
At USC, yeah.
Right. What do you mean? He wasn't up for any NFL job. He got run out of Texas Tech. I mean, that was rubbing because he rubbed elbows and they were going.
That's not why he got the job.
Let's just go after young coaches and with not that great experience and go that route. I mean that it became a flavor of the month. The NFL's a copycat league, you know that.
I do know it is, but it's not because of Sean McVay. That's not why he got the job. It was he's played in the league. They wanted it. They to get Kyler Murray, you want to get a guy who fits Kyler Murray, and he fits Kyler Murray. And look, Cliff's smart. I mean, he's going to forever tie his ship to Kyler Murray because he's like, look, I'm the guy who knows how to make this guy super successful. The question is, can they build an offense around them? A defense, around that style of play. And what's interesting about it is we've had so many successful college coaches who haven't worked in the NFL. He was not a crazy successful college coach. Why can't he work in the NFL? Like, again, the success in college football does not determine your level of success and aptitude in the NFL game. So if that's the case, why does it matter whether or not he was successful in college?
It's not that. It's that it's just weird that a guy who was run out of a place who wasn't up for any head coaching jobs in the NFL, who had taken a job at USC,
yes,
right? Because that was the best that was available to him, got rewarded with an NFL job. That's all. I think
well,
there
like
were
look,
other
if we're,
who had,
but if we're but if we're fair, they went from
who should have gotten an opportunity.
If we're fair, they went from three wins, 5 wins in his first year, 8 wins last year. There's a reasonable progression. It's a very, very difficult division to win in, but we are crushing Cliff Kingsbury. They're clearly better than they were previously. Can they take the next step, right? The hardest steps you're going to take in the NFL is not to being, you know, 7-9 to 9-7. It's can you win the 10 games? Can you win 10 games? Once you won 10 games, you solidified yourself.
You think Cliff Kingsbury is going to win 10 games with the
I do not. I do not. There's 17 games. There's a stronger likelihood. Let's ask Mike Sando, who joins us. By the way, the compact GLA proves it's not the size of the SUV in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the SUV. Learn more about the nimble and ready for anything Mercedes-Benz vehicle at MBUSA.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Mike Sando joins us, the Athletic Football GM podcast.
What's up, Mike?
And the originator of the QB tiers. We want to get to other stuff, but Rob said big year for Kyler Murray. I said, I think bigger year for Cliff Kingsbury, but if we're fair to Kingsbury, he took over a terrible team, terrible franchise. They won three more games.
Usually when you get a head coaching job, I hate to break it to you, Doug. Usually the team is bad. That's why they have a new coach.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm going to pull up a bar stool here, you know.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm just saying.
Not always. Not always.
Most of the cases when you get a job, right, it's because things didn't work out with the previous guy. That's all I'm saying. So let's not make it like
it was really bad, though. I mean, they were really historically bad, yes, you know, offensively. And, you know, they made this move to get Kyler Murray, which, you know, has helped them, obviously. I think that, you know, who is it a big year for? Well, if Kyler Murray doesn't have a big year, Cliff Kingsbury is getting blamed for that.
Correct.
If you know what I mean? So, I mean, for who has the most at stake, it's clearly the coach. I mean, I don't think anyone's looking at the coach going, okay, here's the three things we know Kingsbury does great, right? I mean, that quarterback has to play well and progress, and he has. And now if it keeps going, they take another step. Everyone's going to be happy. If it regresses, I don't think it necessarily means Kingsbury's out, but he's the one who's going to feel the heat for that.
Where is Kyler in your quarterback tier? You're the originator of the quarterback tiers. Where is Kyler Murray viewed in the league?
Yeah, Kyler Murray came in towards the bottom of the second tier, 12th overall. And 12th sounds great, but remember, Roethlisberger's bailed out of the top 10. Breeze and Rivers have fallen. So, you know, it's good, but he's, you know, right behind Matt Ryan, he's behind Justin Herbert already, Dak Prescott, Matt Stafford, Lamar Jackson are the guys right ahead of him. So it's a good place to be, and as long as he keeps going up.
Who do you have out of the new rookie quarterbacks at the top? Who's the top rookie quarterback coming into this season?
Well, I don't put rookie quarterbacks in the quarterback tiers because so many of the guys, I talked to 50 people in the league, head coaches, GMs, coordinators, not all of them studied the guys coming out, so it just becomes a guessing game where you know you're trying to project. I'm intrigued by Trey Lance, not just off of what happened the other night, but just situationally. You know, I think I have questions about some of the other places. Right? I mean, we're excited about Justin Fields, but I don't know that Chicago's going to handle that well. You know, I don't know that that's going to be a great spot to be in with everybody under great pressure there. And who knows if they're going to build it right around him offensively. I feel like Lance can go somewhere where they've got a guy, there's not pressure right away, but the guy in Garoppolo's going to either, you know, be injured or not play the whole year. And you can put him in with Kyle Shanahan, who really, I think, is pretty good with an offense and knows exactly what they want to be. There's no gray there with how it's going to look. And that would look like a good situation, for me, even if we have higher evaluations on Trevor Lawrence or whatever, just situationally.
The quarterback tiers are always interesting because the data we have is from last year. And one, guys get better, guys get worse, guys get older. And two, we put kind of players around them. We have an ongoing healthy discussion about Matt Stafford with Rob, right? Rob is dyed in the wool viewer, and I would say kind of fan. Like, He's from New York, but because of his time spent in Detroit, that dude watches every Lions game. Right?
I covered every Lions game from the start of his career. I mean, I was in Detroit for 20 years, and I watched the guy play. Obviously, he's talented. He has a great arm. I'm not saying he's a bum or anything, but the idea that it was all everybody else's fault why they didn't win big games and why they never won a division or never won a playoff game, I have a hard time buying into that. When he just had one of his receivers go in first ballot as a Hall of Famer. So I just don't believe the Rams are going to the Super Bowl with Matt Stafford. Tell me different, Mike, he's the next coming.
I think he's clearly a tier two quarterback, right? If he was a tier one, he would have lifted them up more in Detroit a couple of times, right? I mean, they had 3 years there that he was a starter. He's had 10 years as a starter where he started, 10 or more games. They had 3 years where they were in the top half of the league in kind of combined defense, special teams performance. And they won, 10, 11 games those years. But they didn't go beyond that, right? And so clearly we can see there's some holes with him. And it's still fair to say that the organization has held him back. I do think the tier two quarterback in a great situation can put up the tier one performance. We saw it with Matt Ryan. And I don't think the situation's the same with the Rams. But when Matt Ryan had Kyle Shanahan, a good offensive line, good skill, he could put together, a really nice run. I don't think that Stafford's really been in that situation where they've had it all the boxes checked, right? A good offensive line, a good scheme, good weapons all at the same time. I think if they did have that, he might be able to have that type of a year too. Doesn't mean every year, doesn't mean consistently, doesn't mean they're going to the Super Bowl. But I think that it's fair to say he has been held back, but his limitations have shown why he didn't take them higher.
The Rams guys will tell you they feel like it's not just the boxes they checked or whatever. He was never in a scheme that really was perfectly suited for how he can and wants to play.
It's funny, he has Hall of Fame numbers. If you talk to people, I mean,
he does have Hall of Fame numbers, but again, it's more about the scheme in which they play in, right? You got to find the right scheme for the right quarterback.
And if you look, remember the year they had that Darrell Bevell offense,
yep,
and they took the ball out of his hands a little bit, and it was just a little bit more. A little bit more of a balanced approach, right, with play action and stuff. I mean, I think he probably had one of his best statistical years if you probably looked at his yards per attempt and stuff. So you probably would see that. You probably expect that to be what would happen with the Rams, right? Doesn't mean MVP or Super Bowl, but I would think it'd be the high end of what he's done statistically in Detroit would be available to him now, I would think.
Yeah, issue is Rams lost their starting running back before the season ever started. We'll see if Darrell Henderson can run the football. But
we're not buying any more excuses for Stafford. This is it. We're changing.
Right, we're done.
The situation. Like, this is the greatest offseason for me because Wentz, it was Philly? Okay, we'll go do it in a good organization, right?
Yep.
We don't want to hear the excuses. Detroit, Stafford, it was Detroit? Okay, you go with Sean McVay, right? Goff, you were propped up by McVay? Okay, let's see you in Detroit.
I'm with you.
What should we expect from Tom Brady? And obviously, Rob's a noted Brady hater.
I'm not a Brady hater. I'm just a realist when it comes to Tom Brady.
Bro, you can't call the guy who's been to 10 Super Bowls and won six
time. That's all I'm saying. But that's another story.
Yeah. No, okay. I mean, look, I don't like to throw the word hate around, but you're a Brady hater. I mean, it's okay. Like, just go I'm a Brady hater. It's fine.
No, I'm not. I'm a reporter.
Don't do the reporter thing.
I'm a reporter.
You're an opinionist. You write opinion pieces for Deadspin.
Yes.
You do opinion on radio. You do opinion on TV. You're not a reporter. That's not reporting. Saying a guy's the luckiest of all time is not a reporter. That's hating on the guy who's the most accomplished quarterback. He's the most accomplished athlete in the history of modern team sports.
Can our guest talk? Go ahead, Mike.
No. I mean, I'm just...
I get where you're coming from because if you look at just like the performance of his defenses historically, right?
It's
helped him. And so he went into a great situation with the defense and the weapons. That said, a lot goes into winning it all, going all the way. I think that is historically significant you couldn't have just randomly put everyone in tier two on the Bucks and they win it all. I think that guy, even Peyton Manning late in his career when he wasn't the same, a whole building responds to them. There's a standard of accountability and performance that doesn't exist when they're not there. And we saw that with Tampa Bay. You couldn't have just said, well, you know what? Matt Stafford's a good quarterback. He's
and I was
going to
make the point. Make the point. Thank you, Mike. Keep talking. You're making the point. Go. I will stop talking. I promise.
Matt Stafford's going to win the punt, pass, and kick competition.
Yes.
Or the Pro Bowl.
Tom Brady wins the game.
Over Brady. And Brady almost lost the game in the playoffs.
Yes.
I'm not saying he's perfect.
Yes.
But your team responds to the true tier one guy. Okay.
Yes.
And I think we saw he brings to the table something there that goes beyond the fact that he needs a little bit more of a run game now, or he has to have a good defense. We get that. But you have to give them credit for the other thing, which is they're not even on the map, and they win it all. Dan Marino can play 20 years and be with Don Shula and never win one.
Rob, I promise I will give you time. But here's again, it contradicts your argument, right? Your argument about Stafford is he doesn't win. Well, I got the guy who wins. He's the wolf, right? Oh, you got the wolf? That's all you need to say. The Green Bay game is the perfect embodiment. Rob, you'll tell me he had 3 second half turnovers, and you're right. Okay, but the first drive of the game. Okay, they get the ball, they march down the field, they score a touchdown. Like, that's Thomas Patrick Edward Brady the second. Okay, and it makes everybody in that sideline going like, oh, we got Tom Brady, we're good. You're playing from ahead. He makes the throw at the end of the first half, an absolute dime, and
But that's a terrible defensive call there. The defensive coordinator cost him his job.
Tom Brady made the throw.
But you can't play that defense against anybody. He made the read.
He made the throw. They made the catch, and he gave them when they go in that locker room. They're like, we're good. He didn't play good the second half, but the defense won the game, and that has carried them.
Drew Brees couldn't throw the ball, threw 3 picks. He had a terrible game. Will help them win. Also, the defense against Mahomes in the Super Bowl. Mahomes is held to no points. And you brought it up, Mike. Look at his wins as you go forward, as you look at his career, and what those defenses did during the Tom Brady era. The greatest show on turf, the Rams, were held to 13 points. Go look at it.
True.
They demolished everybody.
It's true, but you know, one of the things that I have done over the years in looking at quarterbacks is they all win 90% of their games when the other team doesn't score much. You know what I mean? If you just look at all the games when everyone's under 17 points, it's Alex Smith's the same as Brady, right? I did look at games where, like, you know, the other team's scoring over 24, 25, and like the best.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for.
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This record was Brady. You know,
take that,
so you have to give him some credit too, that he has been able to win those other types of games as well. He just hasn't had to be in those situations as consistently as somebody like Drew Brees, who had historically bad defenses for multiple years, probably wasted some of his window. And Aaron Rodgers, who, if it's not the special teams, the defense, there's coming up, and having at least a defense that is never terrible. He's never really been on a team that had just terrible defense all the time. It would be rare. That really does make it harder and stop you from going all the way.
Yeah.
Hey, one real quick. We got less than a minute. Just Aaron Rodgers, what do you expect? I mean, he had an unbelievable season at 37 last year, MVP, obviously. Is there any chance he can repeat that, or are we going to get a cut-rate Aaron Rodgers?
I think he should be good again. You know, I mean, I think that being in the same offense again, they didn't lose a bunch of players. Now, is it going to go off the rails because he's going to be making he's going to be executive of the year, making general manager suggestions? I mean, I think that has a potential to be distracting. But I think when it comes down to it, he's still got everything and can do it. And I think he's going to be good and probably won't win the MVP because, let's face it, that's hard to do. But I think he has another really good season.
Great stuff, Mike. You see, you thought you were coming in here to talk quarterback tears and have a sane, sensible conversation. And
no,
Bob and
Mike,
I start
you
screaming,
had more fun today. This is what it's all about. This is Sports Talk Radio right here.
Love it.
Mike, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Mike Sando's the best, man. He's got the Football GM podcast, original of the quarterback tears, and check him out in The Athletic. Tim Tebow is trending for all the wrong reasons. We'll tell you why next in the Dan Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Doug Gottlieb, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Dun, dun, dun. You know, it's always interesting to me, Rob. It's like, look, the Tebow thing, Tim Tebow is trending. There's videos of him attempting to block, and it's worse than you can probably imagine. It's bad. But it's interesting, like, how many times do we have people trying to tell us when he was struggling to be a quarterback, oh, I just move him to tight end.
Yeah,
you know, that make was it. You know, that's it. Make him, like, there's a reason you didn't move him to tight end. Reason he didn't want to move to tight end is he didn't think he could do it. It's really, really, really difficult. Really difficult. And he's not particularly big. For a tight end at 6'2", he's not big. Those guys are mammoth guys. But, you know, now it's like, all right, the video's out. You probably got to pull the ripcord at some point in the very near future, don't you?
Yeah, I do think so. From the standpoint of, it's not good enough. You know, like, you can't, if you want him to be around and he's a great rah-rah guy and all that, then make him an assistant coach, give him a coaching job and have him around or whatever. But you can't fake the funk. You can't do it, especially with players. You know what I mean? Like, players won't respect that if a guy's on the team, Doug, who doesn't deserve to be there. You know that. You've coached. You can't
right, but
do
he's,
it.
But he's not. But he's also not on the team, right? Like, let's just, he's not on the team. He's not the only one who's in camp who's not going to be good enough. You know, it's in how you handle it. I had no problem with giving him a shot.
Oh, I did. I thought that was...
Why?
A 34-year-old trying to play a new position who hadn't been in the league for 10 years just wasn't warranted. And you could tell me that, oh, well, Urban Meyer, one of his former players, there are probably way more or other guys who were played tight end for Urban Meyer over the years who were looking for an opportunity to get in the NFL as well. And there was no room at the end for those guys. I have an issue with it. I think it's you know, I've told you this before. There's a white privilege thing out there with Tim Tebow.
It.
I'm not.
Stop
you can
it.
Say whatever you
stop
want.
It. It's nonsense.
It's ridiculous.
Rob, that's nonsense.
He got a roster spot with the Mets. He hadn't played baseball.
He didn't get a roster spot with the Mets.
He did. He was on a minor league roster that he didn't deserve. They've done nothing but bend over backwards for this guy. Stop it, Doug.
But what does it have to do with him being white? What does it have to do with him being white?
Because I don't see those opportunities. If a black...
Get out of here! Pay attention to everything going on! Listen. Rob. Jameis Winston was accused of sexual assault when he was at Florida State, right? Sexual assault. And look, it should be pointed out that three different times, whether it was Title IX or the fact that he wasn't actually charged. Like, he was never charged with the crime. Okay? And Jameis Winston was still the number one overall pick. Why? Because he had talent. Because he was a great
college
quarterback.
Yeah, but Tim Tebow doesn't have talent. What talent? What have we seen, Doug? He couldn't make it in the NFL. He beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they couldn't get rid of him fast enough. He couldn't play.
I didn't think he was a good enough quarterback either. He did.
Why
win
was he in the league?
Well, because he won football games. Somebody drafted him in the first round. Okay, and then he got to play.
Did that not
and
cost they, him his job? That cost him his job as well.
Josh
right?
McDaniels. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. He's not the first round bust to cost a coach's job. Again, what does it have to do with him being white? What does that have to do with him being white? What does it have to do with him being white? Explain what it has to do with him being white.
Of a black guy. Give me an example, Doug, of a black guy who hadn't been in the NFL for 10 years, who didn't play the position ever in his life, who was given a roster spot.
When he wasn't given a roster spot.
Give me
he was not given a roster spot.
He's on the team now. What do you mean?
No, he's not on the team.
He's on the team. Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
He played the game Saturday.
How can you possibly cover professional sports?
world.
As long
give
as you cover
guy. From it. You can't give me a guy, dog.
What
give
does it have to do with him
player.
Being white?
No, give me a black
nothing.
Player.
You have no. Been, you have.
Who had
you
played
have
in
nothing.
The league for
this
10 years.
Stupid.
No.
This is a stupid
no,
argument
it's not.
You're making.
I want you he to name me the guy.
He
can
won
you give
a
me
national.
The name?
Hold on a second. But again, you still have no idea what has to do with being white. He played
for
Urban
give me
Meyer.
A name.
Are you going to let me finish? Or are you just going to yell and scream?
Go ahead.
You're making
talk.
A stupid argument. Okay? He won two national championships with Urban Meyer. He's from Jacksonville. He's a local legend. It doesn't have to do with him being white.
He
it has to do with the fact
play.
That.
He can't
and he'll get,
play.
And he'll get cut. That's what guys that can't play get cut. There's plenty of guys that can't play.
No,
don't get cut.
The
listen
point
to me.
That you're
hold on,
not
hold on,
making.
Hold on, hold on. You want to really know what the truth is? Cam Newton can't play football. Okay, he sucked last year. He can't throw a football.
How dare you even compare Cam Newton to Tim Tebow?
Let
Cam
me
Newton won
finish.
An MVP. They let don't me. Even deserve to be in the same sentence. You have some nerve to use Cam Newton, who's been injured, who had COVID last year, and put him in the same sentence with Tim Tebow?
Yes.
How dare you, Doug?
No.
They don't go together.
Yes, they do. And let me explain.
No, they
let me,
don't.
Let me explain why. If you'd stop screaming and listen, let me explain why. Can Cam Newton play quarterback in the NFL? Would anybody else who threw for less than 100 yards in I think, four or five different games be in the NFL? Like, his own, the coach that he won with, okay, in Washington, has brought in five different quarterbacks, had the chance to get Cam Newton free. Did he bring in Cam Newton? No. Okay, Brandon Bean was with him in Carolina. Did they bring him in to even be the backup? They brought in Mitchell Trubisky instead to be the backup in Buffalo. Like, the dude can't play, but because of his reputation, because of his leadership, Cam Newton's getting
they
plenty
gave him
of
the job because he's black. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No,
Doug?
I don't think.
No, that's what I'm asking you.
No, it's because of his you. Past success and because of his reputation in the locker room.
Why did
because
Tim people Tebow like get him. An opportunity when he has had
because
almost zero success? He never even played tight end, Doug. That's
no,
what you're
no,
bending
no,
over
no,
backwards for
no
a guy.
But again,
why?
You have no. What is the how? Give me the modicum of proof that has anything to do with him being white. I'll wait. You can't. You have nothing. That's the stupid argument. It hurts your argument. It hurts your argument.
White privilege exists in this country where guys get a benefit of a doubt or get
he got the benefit of the doubt because he was
I'm
a great.
You.
He's arguably
has it
the
ever
great.
Happened?
Hold on. I'm going to talk now because I'm done with being screamed at and told. He's arguably the greatest college quarterback in the history of the sport for Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer gets the job. Excuse me. He begs him for a chance, and Urban Meyer throws him out there. Then he's going to get cut. That's not because of white privilege. That's because of the privilege of the success that he had in college. And by the way, I thought he sucked at quarterback with the Denver Broncos, but you know what he did? He won a damn playoff game, something you hold against Matt Stafford. Okay? The guy finds a way. The guy is an incredible, inspirational human being. I'm not in awe of it. I wouldn't have hired him. Okay? But I also didn't. I wasn't in the locker room when he rallied the troops against Ole Miss and now has a statue out front at the University of Florida. He's Rob Parker. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is The Dan Patrick Show.
These days, we're all getting more screen time, which means we're also getting more blue light exposure than ever before. Too much blue light can make your eyes feel tired, dry, or blurry. It can also affect your sleep. Zenni's Blocks lenses help to protect the eyes by keeping harmful blue light out. Because they're virtually clear, add blocks to any Zenni frame for stylish, all-day protection. Get a complete pair of prescription or non-prescription blocks glasses starting at just $24. Protect your eyes now at Zenni.com.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. Look through your children's eyes and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.